You may be in the future, but this morning you're going to be on jury duty. You know, if those of you have been on jury duty, whenever you was in that jury room, you had to vote. Yes or no, but you couldn't remain neutral. You had to vote. And this morning, you're going to have to vote. Well, I'm summoning this whole church this morning. You're on jury duty. This is going to be the trial of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Christ is on trial. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was in Pilate's hall. He stood before Pilate. Jesus Christ was on trial. In the same words, as we look, convicted Jesus Christ then, will be the words we use today. We will see some of the same witnesses and the words, the life that you and I live, those around us, what really happened that day. And this verse of Scripture 22, Matthew 27 and 22, Christ on trial, is life's greatest question. Now, you've been asked a lot of questions in your life, and you will be asked more questions if you stay on this earth. But there never will be a greater question asked you than in this verse of Scripture that asked Pilate 2,000 years ago. And it says in Matthew chapter 27, 22, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ? And the people said, and a lot of the world says today, they all say unto him, let him be crucified. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life in that precious name of Jesus Christ. The salvation, Father, that we have heard sung this morning, Father, we want to thank you and praise you for what you done on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago, that you was willing to go to that cross of Calvary. Father, we just want to ask you now for the far sayings of this service, Lord, that we know that the Holy Spirit's working here this hour. If they weren't here today, has never accepted you as Lord and Savior. Father, we know, Lord, that here this day, the Holy Spirit of God will be seeking that heart. Father, we just pray that others, God, have already accepted you. Lord, they'll be praying here this day that that person, that soul, or many souls, Lord, might be saved today, because they will have to answer the question, what will they do with Jesus? Lord, so we want to thank you and give you praise and honor and glory for everything's going to be done here this day. In your precious name, we do humbly pray and we thank you in your sweet and holy name, Jesus. Jesus, that great Savior, Christ on trial, the title. Jesus was found guilty in the first degree of love. Guilty of love in the first degree, and he proved it by going to the cross and said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down. But there on that trial 2,000 years ago, they found Jesus Christ guilty of love. I'd like to ask you some questions. Understand it was a pertinent question because it's so great. And it has to be asked to every human being that's ever been born, every human being that's going to be born. What shall I do with Jesus? What are you going to do with Jesus, the Son of God? It's to you. Now, I know that all of us has put on a shirt or a blouse or something up and they started buttoning up from the top. And do you know if you don't start off right, you won't end up right. But if you start off right, you'll end up right. If you answer this question right, everything else will be right. But if you answer this question wrong, everything else will be wrong. It is a pertinent question. But also it is a very personal question. What shall I do with Jesus? And you're going to have to answer this today. Not what others are going to do. Not what your mother and father is going to do. Not what this world is going to do. What am I going to do? I. Not your friends, but I. But not only this is going to be a very pressing question. because you know all is going to leave this place today. And this pressing question is, everyone's going to leave here today, and you're going to make a decision. You're going to make a decision about Jesus today. You say, oh no, I'm not going to make a decision. Not me. If you decide not to decide, you have already decided. But you're going to make a decision. Matthew 12 and 30 says, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters abroad. You're going to make out today a decision for Jesus Christ or against Jesus Christ. You're going to walk out under the blood, or are you going to walk out over the blood? You're going to decide. I said, God, I hope you know that many might come to know Jesus today, but maybe just one. But whatever it may be, you're going to make a decision today. Now, this trial of Jesus Christ was a very strange trial 2,000 years ago, because you see what? They took the trial, and yet the murder had not yet taken place. You see, they judged Jesus Christ, and then they murdered him. That's a strange trial, was it not? Usually you tried after the murder, but they tried him, and then they murdered him. Now, Jesus Christ now is standing before you. As Jesus Christ stood before Pilate 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ is standing before you this day. As he stands before you in Jesus Christ on trial, like it was for Pilate day, Jesus Christ on trial, one of these days, Pilate's going to stand before Jesus. And I tell you, one of these days, you're going to stand before Jesus. You mean me? I mean you, sir. You're going to stand before Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And you can settle ever out of court today before you die, knowing that Jesus Christ paid the price for your sins, and you know that you could be on the way to heaven, and you'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ when this life is over with, not judged for your sin but your works. But if you do not accept Jesus Christ, and you do not accept what he's done for you on Calvary's cross, you will stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment, when the lost people are going to stand before Jesus Christ and be judged in hell, and they're going to be come up out of hell and be judged for the thing they've done in this body, and they're going to be cast back down into hell forever and ever and ever. But everybody's going to stand before Jesus Christ. He stood before Pilate. One day Pilate's going to stand before Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is here today standing before you to be judged what you think of Jesus Christ. But one of these days, you're going to stand before Jesus. You're going to stand before Jesus, and what am I going to do with Jesus? He is inescapable, inedible, unavoidable to all. Now, Pilate is a representative man to all human race. He is a representative man to you today. Because as we look here, the voice that confronted Pilate will be the same voice that confronted you. Pilate was faced with the inedible. He had to do something with Jesus Christ, and you're going to have to do something with Jesus Christ. You cannot escape him. Pilate did not make decisions that he made without the warning. If you make a decision to not accept Jesus Christ today, you will not do it without warning. He had many warnings, and you will have warnings in your life. All of us had warnings before we come up to make a decision for Jesus Christ to accept him. If you're here today and you have never accepted Jesus Christ, you're not without warning. God has warned you in many, many ways that one day that you'll stand before him. Pilate had the warnings there of the voices. Let's start with the voice of reasons. To fail to listen to the voice of reasons. Matthew 27:18, for he knew that for envy that they delivered him. He knew exactly why the Jews brought Jesus Christ, the high priest, why that they brought him to Pilate. But Pilate failed to recognize these voices and to hear these voices, because he knew why they had done this. Here today, I'm going to tell you what, you have the voice of reasoning. The voice is reasoning through your friends, your families, your loved ones. The word of God, that Jesus Christ, who he said he is, you need a Savior today. The word of God says we all sin and come short of the glory of God. But the wages of sin of death. But you see, God sent His Son to give us a gift, and that is a gift of eternal life. You're going to have to vote today about Jesus Christ. The voice of reason, but Pilate would not listen to the voice of reason. And many a person has walked out and in a place called hell today because they have walked out over the blood of Jesus Christ instead of under the blood of Jesus Christ. But one day they'll face Jesus Christ. Because he would not listen to the voice of reason that you are a sinner. But yeah, but what would people say? The voice of reason said you need a Savior. Yeah, but I've not done nothing bad. God said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yeah, but you need a Savior. Well, I've not done all that bad. I don't have to do them things. I don't have to go down to that church and you know, to a preacher. No, but I tell you what, you need a Savior. He would not listen to the voice of reasoning. He would not listen to the voice of conscience. Pilate listened to all the witnesses. Pilate examined them. He said, the evidence, I find no fault in him. Pilate knew who Jesus Christ claimed to be. He said, I find no fault in this man. But we find out his conscience told him what to do, but yet you see, he overrode his conscience. You know what? Your conscience told you what you need to do. If there's a person here today that's never accepted Jesus Christ, you know what? The day's a day. Your conscience is talking to you. The voice of reason is talking to you that you're going to die one of these days, and you know that. That's the voice of reason, the voice of conscience. You're not going to keep on living. You're going to die. You're going to die. You say, well, I'm not scared of death. Well, you don't supposed to be scared of death, but you see, it's appointed a man who wants to die, and then after that, judgment. You're going to die, but you won't have to worry about that. But after that, you're going to be judged. That's the voice of conscience. You say, well, I don't have to walk down that church aisle. Yeah, but why don't you want to? I don't have to walk down that church. Yeah, but why don't you want to? Why don't you want to accept Jesus Christ? He will not listen to the voice of conscience. He wouldn't listen to the voice of loved ones, his wife. His wife, the Holy Spirit sent his wife some way we don't know. And it said to her in the scriptures, have nothing to do with this man. I have suffered many things in a dream because of him. That was Pilate's wife. Have nothing to do with this just man. You see, the voice of love told him, hey, this is the Son of God. God speaks through people today. You know what? God is speaking through me right now. This is not my words. This is the Lord's word. Convicting power is not on me. It's on the Spirit of God and the Word of God. But you see, God speaks through people. God speaks through our loved ones and prayers, our mothers and fathers, for the family, the kids, your wife, your husband. Praying for them. God speaks through our loved ones. Speaking to you today through your loved ones. The voice of a mother with the tears in her eyes. Crying out for her child to be saved. For her grandkids, for their grandkids to be saved today. The voice of love is crying out to our kids and our family and our loved ones today. Oh, won't you accept Jesus Christ? Fathers with broken hearts say, oh, my child, with a broken-hearted father. And Sunday school teachers, it works for years to see when someone come to know Jesus Christ. A special message of love give to our heart today for Jesus Christ today. Answer that prayer by coming to see and understanding that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But also the voice of the Lord. Jesus Christ is everyone is of the truth, heareth my voice. Now listen, this is the truth and you hear my voice. Jesus Christ gave Pilate the opportunity face to face to accept him. And Jesus Christ has given you the opportunity today to face him and to receive him. But see, there was the values that control Pilate. Is there a lot of values that control your decision to make this day? Very difficult for Pilate to give his heart to Jesus Christ because the values there that squeezed him into the mold. You see, there was a value there of the pressure of public opinion and also, you know, of popularity. You see, Pilate allowed Jesus Christ to be crucified because he wanted to please the crowd instead of pleasing his conscience and do what was right. Did you know a lot of people won't accept Jesus Christ because of the pressure of public opinion, what they think? What did you do today? And they want to please the crowd much more than they want to please Jesus Christ. And even after people get saved, you know, they want to please the crowd more so than they want to please Jesus Christ. They'll say no to Jesus Christ anytime, but they don't want to say no to the crowd. Well, old Pilate said no to Jesus Christ, and he said yes to the crowd. Because you know what? Pressure, public opinion, and a popularity. It's a pressure on us. Young people don't want to come accept Jesus Christ because of the popularity and the pressure of the opinion of their peers. The pressure there, as we understand, of the position that he had and the position he was in. Oh, you look at our country today, a lot of people in high positions, because you never think they'd want to accept Jesus Christ. Oh, no, for their positions. Pilate had a good job. You see, he was a governor, and a governorship was like a king over a state. He was like a king. He was a governor. And man, I'm telling you, that was great. Jews, you know, claimed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and he wanted to crucify him. They said, now, if you don't crucify him now, Caesar is going to hear about this, and you can lose your job, and not only that, you can lose your head. He was more interested in his job, as a lot of people are today, and they'll omit church. They'll omit a lot of things for their jobs. They don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Public opinion. Many people there has been escorted into hell, bound by the chains of pride. Come down the aisle and be saved today. I'll tell you how to be saved. If not, you know what? You could be escorted into hell before the sun goes down today. The verdict that condemned old Pilate, I'm already through with my message. Y'all believe that? He says, I'm going to wash my hands of this whole deal. He held out his hands, like some of you may be sitting here this hour, say, I'm not going to vote. I'm going to remain neutral, and I just wash my hands. I'm innocent of the blood of this just man. That's what Pilate did. Now, Pilate, he did not spit in Jesus' face. Pilate did not pull his beard, as we know of. He did not hold the club that beat him. He did not hammer the nails in his feet into his hands, far as we know. He did not hold the spear that went into his side and blood and water come out. But eternity will show that Pilate's decision not to decide was the worst decision of all. Today is for you. Jesus Christ, he said, he is not with me, is against me. Pilate thought he could be renamed neutral, as you might think you might remain neutral. You come here today and you didn't expect this. You didn't expect this. You didn't know that you were going to have to make a decision. I tell you, you have to make a decision every time you're confronted with the Lord. This is a difference between teaching and preaching, because preaching demands a decision. That's what God called preachers for. It demands a decision. He thought he could be neutral. But that was a mockery in that trial. That trial was a mockery. But we're going to put Jesus Christ on trial again this morning. I have a chair sitting here, this imaginable chair sitting here. We're going to put Jesus Christ again. And we're going to summons all Pleasant Hill as jurors today. You're jurors today, whether you want to be or not. Now, you have this invisible ballot before you, in this invisible pen, and you're going to register your decision. You're going to have to vote. You're going to crown him, or you're going to crucify him. You're going to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is, or you're going to reject who Jesus Christ is. You're going to receive him, or you're going to deny him. But you will make a decision. Jesus Christ is in the seat now of the accused. You're going to hear the evidence, and there's two questions going to be asked these witnesses, as I call them this morning. What think ye of Christ is the first one. The next one, what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? Witness going to give a word out of the inerrant, infallible word of God. I want to call my first witness this morning. His name is John the Baptist. John, will you come forward this time, the forerunner of Jesus Christ? Would you please come, John? John, what you think ye of Christ? John says that Jesus Christ is the one that when the blind people could see again. He's the one the deaf people could begin to hear. He's the one the crippled would make to walk again. He's the one that cleaned the lepers. He's the one that called dead back to life. John, what do you think about Jesus? There at the river of Jordan, I was baptizing, and I looked up, and behold, and I say, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. No more roll our sins away one more year to Calvary, but he's the one that takes them away, not covers them up in the Old Testament, and all the lambs was ever slain. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, John. I appreciate that, John the Baptist. I'll call another witness this morning. Simon Peter, the disciple of Jesus Christ, an old fisherman. Simon Peter, will you come forth this morning? I know that you always stick your foot in your mouth, but I'd like for you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Do you, Peter? Yes, take a stand. What do you think of Jesus, Peter? Peter said, I walked with him 3 years. Christ said, I must go to the cross. I said, Lord, be it far from thee. I'll go with you even to death. He said, Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And I swore and I cussed that I never even knew this man called Jesus. When he got through beating him and scorning him, and Jesus Christ, and I said, I never knew him, and then that old rooster crowed. I said, my God. Jesus didn't say anything to me. He just turned and he looked at me. And I said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Peter. I'd like to call John the beloved disciple. John, will you please come at this time? What do you think of Christ? John, the beloved disciple, been with him a long time. And I said, I've seen the invisible God come to be the visible God through Jesus Christ while he walked on this earth. What do you think of Christ? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of glory and truth. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. I like to call the most intellect of the Bible at this time, a man called old Paul. Paul, you served him for many years, Paul. What do you think of Christ? You see, you persecuted the church, Paul. Yes, I did. On the road to Damascus, I was struck down. I saw a heavy division. Who art thou, Christ, and what shall have me to do? And I spent the rest of my life answering those two questions. What do you think of Christ, Paul? Christ in me, the hope of glory. He is the image of the invisible God. Thank you, Paul. But you see, we got to have some ladies on this jury. We've got to call some ladies. So I like to call Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha, what do you think of Christ? They said our beloved brother was sick, Lazarus. We called for Christ, but he didn't come. And yet when he came, our brother Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Christ asked us, do you believe that he'll live again? And we said, yes, we believe he'll live in the resurrection. Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that was dead yet believe he will never die. Mary and Martha, what do you really think of Jesus Christ? I believe he is the Son of God. Thank you. But see, this twist comes into our trial at this time, because this time we're going to call the holy angel of God to come before you today. Holy angel of God, what have you got to say about Jesus? Out of the words of Scripture, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is called Christ the Lord. Thank you, angel. But so far the trial has just been for the people that knew and loved Jesus and the friends. But how about the other side? Okay, we want a balanced trial this morning. We'll call a Pharisee. Pharisee, want to crucify him. Crucify him, crucify him. Pharisee, will you come forth this hour? What have you to say about Jesus? What do you think of Jesus Christ? This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Thank you, Pharisee. Thank you, Pharisee. Let's call the high priest Caiaphas. What do you think about Jesus? What you going to do with this Christ? You the one that said, crucify him, crucify him. What do you say about Christ? He said that I am the Son of the living God. Thank you. We'll go on to the thief on the cross. One of them says to the other one, Jesus, if he's who he says, let him come down and save himself and save others. And one of the thief turned and said, you know, this man has done nothing amiss. We are guilty for what we've done, but he has done nothing wrong. Well, let's call the man called Judas. Judas, you walked with him, you betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. What do you think of Jesus? What do you think of Jesus? I have betrayed innocent blood. The Roman soldier at the cross, would you come please? Drove nails and spear in the side. You was there that day. What do you think of Jesus? Well, the sun began to get out of the dark. And it was darkness there when it should have been a darkness. What do you think of Christ? Truly, this was the Son of God. Well, we had an angel. Let's call a demon. Demon, what do you think of Christ? The demon said, I was there that day whenever he cast us out of Laman. There, cast us into a bunch of swine. And we said, we know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. Yes, thank you. 2,000 years ago, yes, but how about today? I would like to call someone today for a witness. What you think of Christ? What do you think of Christ? I wondered if I'd have anyone today that want to testify. What do you think of Christ? I'm sure that we all could testify of Christ. I thought about going around with a microphone and said, hey, what do you think of Christ? Now, you're the witness now. You witness for Christ. What has he done for you in your life? What has Christ done? What do you think of Christ today? Because you're the one that's going to vote. What do you think of Christ today? Before you vote, we've called these witnesses. We're going to call one more witness. God Almighty. God the Father. God is on that chair now. What do you say of Christ? God the Father says, this is my beloved Son, who I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Okay. Jury, make your decision. And while you're making that decision, you got that pen, you're going to make that decision on that ballot about Jesus Christ. But just this hour, this very moment, is everyone in here making that decision with that pen. You see, there's an angel in heaven with a pen. Well, the Lamb Book of Life is opened this day. And there it is for your name. is either to write your name in by the blood of Jesus Christ or blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. You will be voting, but the angels in heaven and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ is there also with the books opened. You're voting. You're voting this day. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ was found guilty of love in the first degree, that he loved you so very, very much, that he gave his life for you, that if you would vote for Jesus and know that you are a lost sinner, that God would save you through his Son, Jesus Christ. You say, well, I don't think I need to do that. Well, you're not listening to reasoning, and you're not listening to love. And I'm going to tell you what, you're not listening to the Word of God, because you need a Savior. And not only that, if you're here without a church home, you need a church home. As Brother Orville, they come now with a song of invitation. You need a church home. I don't need to go down that aisle. Well, how come you don't want to? You're voting today. You're voting today. To accept Jesus Christ or not to accept it. Well, nobody won't know what I've done. God will. And that's the only one that's important. And by you coming, you're showing that you have voted for Jesus Christ. And by you walking out of this door, you're showing that you are against Jesus Christ. He says, you either with me or you are against me. You will not remain neutral today. You have been confronted with the power of God here today. God demands that you will make a decision. The right decision or the wrong decision. But you will make a decision. Brother Orville.